Yeah, we're doing.
Yo. Yo.
Hello.
Yeah, you here?
There we go.
We in here.
What's up, man?
I'm getting headphones. I'm getting headphones.
All right, for sure. It's fucking crazy here. It's a blizzard.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck. Fuck Chicago.
It's kind of not. I mean, it's nice. Like, it's Friday. I don't have to work tomorrow. I don't have to drive anywhere tomorrow. So it's not the end of the
world.
You
have to what? Sorry.
I don't. You know, it's nice not having to drive tomorrow to work. So I'm not. It's not as bad, you know.
Oh, did you start school yet?
Yeah, no, actually, I was going to talk to you about that. No, I fucking, I'm not going back this semester.
What?
I dropped out. And
what?
Actually, I just had a call with this coach. It's a very conscious choice, man. I've explained it to a lot of people already, but the number one reason is probably the fact that it's a complete waste of money. Because it's literally going to be at least 5 years till I can start my own practice.
You don't need to start your own practice right away.
Sure. It's also the format of the classes. It's such a rigid format, and I'm finding
that's school in general.
Well, no, exactly. That's what I'm realizing. Like, I just got off a call with this guy, and he's like, dude. Go to a life school and you can start right away, and you're better. Your skill set's perfect for that anyways. And then you can do it. You have a lot more freedom with what you can do too. And
what's
I think
a,
I'd
what's
rather,
a life school? What's that?
No, life coaching.
Oh, sorry. Life coaching.
So yeah, it just feels so much more right, man.
Okay.
Like,
but the whole thing about SET is we need titles and we need legitimacy.
Yeah.
Like,
but
why am I coming to you for anything? If I'm Joe Schmo.
Well, no, here's the thing, and that's exactly what I've been talking a lot to this guy about. He's a mentor, coach, consultant, and he's like, people come to you because of your vibe and your energy and who you are. Yes, the credentials are nice if you're going to use, like, medication and shit like that, but if you're going to be an accountability coach or someone who's lighting a fire under someone's ass, that shit doesn't matter. It's who you are.
Yeah.
It's fine. You can disagree. And
I
appreciate the pushback.
Of course I agree with the general premise, but you don't live in your own utopia, okay? You live in a society, and in a society, you need credentials by your name. Just when you get those credentials, are you let's say you get those credentials tomorrow. Are you any better tomorrow than you are today? Absolutely not. But we need titles and whatever. You can't skip the line, man. I'm a physical therapist. If I don't have a license, does that make me better or worse? Like, if I don't have a license tomorrow, let's say I lose my license tomorrow, does that
right.
make me a better or worse therapist than I am today with my license?
Absolutely not.
Absolutely not. But there's a legitimacy. You need the fucking license. You don't live in your own utopia. You don't live in, you don't get to just wake up one day and just be like, oh, okay, yeah, I'll do that. No, man. There are steps. There are levels to this. There are steps to this. You don't get to cut the line. You don't get to cut the line.
Yeah, but I think it depends on the field. Like, if I can truly be a coach without the credentials, and I think – I mean, I've already – there's been people that have reached
out
to me.
But there has to be – there has to be some sort of certification. There has to be some sort of something.
Oh, sure. And that's why I'm pivoting to life coaching.
Is there some sort of certification, some sort of thing that makes it a legitimate I don't want to say a legitimate profession, for lack of a better word. You can't wake up one day and be like, oh, I'm a life coach now.
No, exactly.
Like, I'll go do that right now too. I'm just gonna wake up and I'm done with physical therapy. I'm gonna be a life coach. What credentials in hell do I have to be a life coach?
Well, no, I have a very complex answer to that. First of all, I totally agree with you. Second of all, yes, there is a certification that you would get.
You have to have something.
And what he said also is you can still be a mentor without any credentials. And
you can
still make money doing that initially. So he's like, dude, just start. He's like, you probably already talked to some of your friends and coworkers and stuff. I'm like, yeah, I do. He's like, just start a group, start getting that going. And then once you finish your certification, you already have like a little client group. And then you can go from there and it'll be organic. It's hard for me to explain it all to you, but like – I really resonate with this dude and where he's at. And yeah, it was a very conscious choice. And I wanted to make sure it wasn't just made out of like fear.
Why?
Or
okay, then why do you say I'm not going this semester? Why not just say I'm not going indefinitely if you're so convinced?
No, that's fair. I'm basically, that's just me almost padding it for other people. Like when I told my parents, I'm like, oh, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not going back for good, just so they would get off my back about
it. So are you padding it for me?
I guess I was. I'm glad you brought that up.
Okay.
Yeah, I very likely am not going to do it. But it's, I mean, it's always there. That's the thing. If I decide, like, oh, my God, I hit a brick wall, it'll always be there, too. And, you know, if I decide in 4 or 5 months that, like, this is a terrible choice, I can always go back.
I would do this right now. This is what I would do. So you were talking to me about the structure of the program you're going to attend, and I was like, you know what? If you really feel the way you do, do it online.
That's another option as well, yes.
Do it online. And it's better. You don't have to be in the structure class. Me personally, I hated being in the class.
Yeah, me too. Me and you are both very creative, expansive people, so like, fuck that.
Don't put me
in
the box.
Exactly. I think that's part of it.
Online school would be perfect for you. Because, like you said, because you're going to read the literature on your own. You don't need to put me in a classroom. Hey, study this. Do this syllabus. Do this study guide. Do that. You don't need to tell me what to do.
Right.
Here are the books. Here's your test. Read this book. Learn. Take your whatever floozy test and just be done. And you can do it online. Yeah, I don't need to be in a classroom. And then in the meantime, you can have some sort of online community and a lot of this, and you'll have discussion boards with your classmates too. And you guys can have debates on the discussion boards online.
Yep.
There is going to be that. And that's right up your alley, dude.
No, that was great. My undergrad was online. It was perfect.
That shit's right up your alley. The classroom thing, when you were talking about it, I didn't really think that was you. But I would do this program. I would do it online and I would do it anywhere. And I would move, and that way you could be mobile too. You don't have to stay in fucking Schaumburg or Mount Prospect or any of that shit. You go wherever the hell you want and start, and just do it online and just be done with it.
That may be what I discover by the summertime is like, shit, well, maybe I do want to go back to the program, but just in a different structure.
I guess the reason I dropped out is it
felt like a fucking bad fit at right now. Like, it's not where I want to put my time and energy. The program, like, as it got closer, I was like, what the fuck am I doing? Like, this, I would not enjoy this. And also, even reading some of the message boards, I'm like, dude, there's 18 women in a class of 20, and they're all talking about, like, my name is Samantha, my pronouns are her and she. I'm like, Jesus fucking
Christ.
Oh,
no, you'll shoot yourself in the dick.
That shit was like the last straw. I'm like,
and they're gonna do this hashtag Me Too bullshit.
Yeah, I'm like, dude, 18 women and 2 dudes. I'm gonna cut my dick off being in that class.
Oh my goodness, yes, you will.
So that was actually
cut it off, or you're gonna shoot it.
That's another argument to do online. Is like, then I don't have to literally like be in their energy for fucking 3 hours a week.
Online is right up your alley. I think you should do the program online.
That made me vomit, though, dude.
And I think that's the compromise.
That might be the move then in the summer, is do online.
Man.
But either way, I'm super glad I decided to refund.
Oh, to not do it. Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Maybe that's what the real thing is that it was the structure.
I gotta push you into this school, man. I'm telling you right now. I'm gonna wake up one day and I'm gonna be a life coach. If I wanna hire you as my life coach, who the fuck are you, Jeff, to tell me anything? I'm accomplished this and that, and you're just going to wake up and tell me I'm a life coach.
Here's where the life coaching aspect comes in. And this guy explained it very clearly, and it makes so much sense. I mean, he's a good coach, so he explained it in a great way, much better than I will. But it's essentially whatever you've overcome, you are by default qualified to help other people. So for instance, like I've shared a lot of my videos, like my issues with, you know, anxiety, depression, self-esteem issues. So he said, you start there. You're going to attract certain people, even if it's only a few people. As you continue to push yourself and grow, you will earn more credentials by what you overcome. So he's like, well, let's say you go to life coaching school, you get your first client, you take the leap, you face your fears. Now you're qualified to teach people about that. So it's like, whatever you do in your life, you are then qualified to help people accomplish the same blockages they have in their life, essentially.
Your general premise, you know what you just described? Your what? General premise. I'm oversimplifying it. You just described a cult.
Why is that a cult?
Oh, yeah, I'm just going to, you know, I'm going to put out whatever energy and I'm going to attract a few people and then we're going to do this and we're going to do this. But there's no legitimacy behind it. We're talking about brand. We're talking about a business, man. You don't, I understand what you're saying, but there has to be some sort of credentialing behind it or else anybody could do this. Do I think?
Okay, but what about the first person that created anything? Did they have credentials? No.
No.
So that's the whole point.
And that's fair. But
I am the brand, is what I'm saying. That's what life coaching is.
But that turns into eventually you have to get it through, you have to get whatever entity credentialed that you create.
I mean, I think
it's some form and fashion. Some form or fashion.
I think you could attract a larger audience that way, yes. But I don't want to use it as a limiting belief right now. But I appreciate the feedback, and I'm not discounting it. Either way,
And just know I don't disagree with you. I'm just saying you got to make money doing it. You got to make a living.
Oh, that okay? too.
And the only way to make a living is to have credentialing behind it.
I think that's super limiting, though. I mean, think of all the people that make money; they don't have credentials, like YouTube stars. I mean, there's so many.
Oh careers. Yeah, I mean, yeah, we're definitely in that day and age.
That's what I'm saying.
But you're no social media maverick guy.
No, but yeah. why limit all of our potential? I mean, you could do it. I could do it. You're a human being. You have credentials. I see your point.
Oversimplistic. So what I'm saying is get the credentials and then be this guy anyway. Be this guy who you want to be now anyways.
Sure. And it may very well still happen that way.
That's what I'm saying.
I think more of a big part of it is the time and energy. I didn't want to have to fucking commute downtown.
No, that's fair.
As it got closer, I'm like, fuck this. Like,
that's fair. All that's fair. And when you said you were kind of anti-online, whatever, I'm like, I don't know, man. Online's like right up your alley, dude.
Well, yeah, and my point was because if you're a therapist, you need to be there, which, true, there's some truth to that, but I think the people skills I know I already have. I'm not worried about that. It's going to be the theory stuff.
That's all you need. You need to open a book, gain a little bit of theory, and you're good.
Yeah.
Because you already have the skills that I don't think can be taught, to be honest. And you already have. You already possess them. You just need a little theory, a little credentialing, and away we go.
Man, I appreciate it. I respect your opinion more than most. So, I had a long conversation with my parents, and it was actually pretty rational. And I was really grateful for it. They're like, you know what? We obviously stand behind whatever you want to do. We don't agree with it, etc. But my dad is so old school. He's like, you know, he's so obsessed with a degree. To an extreme where he can't see the other side. I think you understand the other side.
Oh, I understand both sides. Yes. But I also, what I said earlier, you don't get to wake up one day, but I'm going to do this now. You know, we need some legitimacy behind it. Now, where my argument falls flat is what about all these YouTube and Instagram?
Right. There's always an exception.
Yeah. And you know what? The exception is becoming larger and larger.
Exactly. Both sides are viable. I think what I may still do too is like most certification programs are pretty quick. So like do like a 3-month
life skills thing. Okay. If that exists, go do that. Use that time to do that. Use this time to do that.
Exactly.
And then that way you have it. It's already there. It's not going anywhere. And then I would look into some online programs in the summer, fall time. That's what I would do. And then you can be mobile. And then you don't have to be stuck in Chicago for another 3, 4, 6 years. And you want to go move to Arizona or Las Vegas or Denver or whatever the fuck you want to do. You can go do that in 6 months.
Nah, exactly. Well, yeah, and that's the cool thing. I mean, this coaching call I was on, this dude lives in San Diego. Yeah. And it was an amazing call. It was incredibly helpful. And he's halfway across the country. Okay. So theoretically, you can be completely mobile as a coach or even a counselor as well.
Coach, counselor,
consultants,
the
whatever.
It's our online school. You're mobile. You do whatever the fuck you want.
We live in an incredible time, man. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah. So the other side of that is no. Actually, I'm not going to talk about me right now. But
You could go ahead.
No. Briefly, just the other side of that, you can kind of be stuck in like one office and not be mobile.
Yes, that would be the extreme.
Right. So no. So you have liberties. Go to online school. Go live in Vegas for a little bit. Go explore the market out here. A lot of sick people out here, myself included. We all need help. Just go see what's out there. Dude. And then you might be like, oh, okay, I can see where I could, you know, start my brand here or start my practice here one day. Or maybe I partner up with so-and-so in the early going, and then maybe I branch off on my own later and do my own thing.
Exactly.
Or
you just got to keep stepping out in faith, man.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Vegas is a fucking cesspool.
No, the thing that excites me more about the life coaching, and not that I couldn't do this with counseling, is just to be able – the ability to tailor it more towards your style. Like, I feel like with counseling, that in and of itself is a little bit more of a box.
Who says you can't do both? Who says you can't get a life coach certification and then do the online school and then be
this
a fucking life coach? Who says
this
you can't
is true.
And then maybe work 20 hours a week instead of 40, and then you're
this
in
is
school
true.
And then you're a life coach and you don't need a lot to live. And then, you know, maybe...
No, man, I appreciate it. That's
you
good
know
shit.
I mean? You know what I mean? And then maybe like, oh, you know, if I'm going to do this and that, I can't afford to pay... you know, an exorbitant amount of rent, but I also, so I'm not going to pay for my own place or get a roommate and split it with somebody. Maybe I just, I don't know. I know someone in Vegas. Maybe I just get a room for cheap for a little bit and I do whatever the fuck I want to do for a little bit and whatever. It's
no,
you, you have
very
options.
Well
you,
may happen.
You could do what you could do whatever the hell you want. So I'm glad about the, I'm glad you've come to the, I want to say realization that maybe the structured classroom is not for you.
Yes.
Then do it online. Matt. Use this time. Use this time between now and summer or now and fall or whenever the hell you want to get back into school. Get the life coach certification. Get that going. Have that concurrent with the online schooling and with part-time work. And you're good, man. You're cooking and you're chilling.
Hell yeah, dude. I love it.
And you're chilling. And you're chilling. That way you get the best of all worlds. You don't live in your own utopia. You don't get to wake up one day and say, hey, I'm a life coach. No, you don't get to skip the line.
Well, it's not skipping the line. I mean, I understand what you're saying. But it's not like I say, hey, I'm ready, I'm done. It's your business. I mean, I think the cool thing about being a life coach is your business literally grows as you grow. Like, you know, as I grow in terms of my values and take more risks and step out into more things. I mean, you're able to help people with more stuff. So that's the cool thing about counseling and or life coaching that always attracted me. It's a direct reflection of who you are. Like if I put in the work myself, if I work on my habits and my shit, then I'm going to be a good coach or counselor. If not, I'm going to be a shitty one. So it forces me to like align my life and trim all the fat about it. Around my life, which I need. I'm very ADHD, and if I have too many distractions, I fucking flounder. So definitely need to start cutting out all the fat, all the shit that doesn't align right now.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we're fucking 30, man. We ain't young. We're not old, but we're not young. We're in that, like, weird, murky area.
Yeah, I'm kind of in that area personally where I'm just like, I'm done making these big fucking mistakes and shooting myself in the dick, and now it's just time to, like, that's enough. And just like now, it's kind of time to, I want to say, like, buckle down. Not that I haven't buckled down.
I agree.
Not that I haven't buckled down because I've done a lot. I've done a lot of great things in my life, but I also have some major fuck ups on my record, and those need to stop immediately.
Hell yeah, man. That's a good, that's a fucking very responsible, mature way of looking at it. It's like we've done some good shit, but it's like 30 is another, maybe another step to take, right? Like another level.
Yeah.
So, yeah. You can always level up, kind of, so to speak.
Yeah. So, there's a lot of shit I want to take back. Can't do it, but you know, no more. Just no more stupid shit. Just no more. I'm gonna make mistakes, but they can't be egregious mistakes. They just can't.
I guess it depends on like what kind of mistakes you want to make, right?
Yeah, you know what I'm talking about. Right. You can't do it anymore.
Like, yeah, you can't make the same. If you're making the same mistakes you made in your 20s and your 30s, then you haven't learned.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You're always gonna make mistakes. Though. I like that. Yeah.
So that's where I'm at personally. But
that's good shit, man. Fuck. No, it's good that we can talk about this stuff. It's important. I feel like most people don't talk about this stuff.
No talk, no talk
it. That's up. Why that group you'll like, I think, on Facebook.
Yeah, actually, yeah, I'll look at it once we get off this thing.
Maybe not, which is totally fine. But
no,
I was
fine,
in.
I'll still do it. I'll still do it.
Yeah, I was in another group, and then the guy who runs this one invited me, and then through him, I met the mentor dude who started like a 6-week program that I was in, and it really moved a lot of shit for me.
Yeah.
But this group's free. It's just a good space.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, Chicago is
depressing as shit.
Something right now. We probably got a good 6 inches.
That's fucking ridiculous.
I'm like basically snowshoeing on the sidewalk right now.
I'm staring at the strip right now. It's beautiful. You talk to me about 6 inches of snow. Fuck that.
I'm gonna take another picture. Yeah, this fucking dude I was just on a call with, he's like got the beach in his background. I'm like, God damn it, dude.
Yeah, it's a little nicer than mine. I would take the beach over the strip. I did some things to my place recently.
What'd you do?
Got a pool table finally.
Picture doesn't do it justice. Yeah. You got a pool? Oh, I thought. Oh, you know, I guess you didn't say that. I know you were going to.
Yeah. So I got an 8-foot one originally, and then it didn't fit in the elevator, so I had to return it. And I barely got this. I ordered a 7-foot one, and I barely
That's
got
funny,
it in
man.
The elevator. So now I have a 7-footer in the fucking living room. I put in a couple bars. So I got, not that you're a heavy drinker or anything, but it's nice to have with some pool and have some liquor. So I
For
got
sure.
that going. I hung up some pictures. No, the place is coming together real nice. Like
to That's
the point,
dope.
To the point where like I don't really need to go out too much. So it's great.
That's dope, man.
Yeah. So I'm pretty excited about that. Yeah, it's coming together. So yeah, I mean, definitely. And I bought an air mattress this week, so. When you guys come, there's like no excuses. I have the guest room is a queen.
Nice.
My couch is huge. It could fit two people easily. And then I got an air mattress. Like there's plenty of room, plenty of space. I was a pretty shitty host last time. Other than it being free, the place sucked.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, you could argue that it's free. So like whatever. We had a bed to stay in. Yeah, Smitty had a Smitty. Cot. You should get him another cot just as a joke.
Yeah, I could squeeze a cot in here. No. So definitely this will be much more accommodating. I was not proud of that other place. That's why I didn't invest anything into it.
Yeah.
I mean, who has a living room like that? Just fucking empty. The whole first floor just empty for a year. I lived like that for a year. Who does that? Honestly, who the hell does that?
That is pretty wild, man.
I did that for a year. You know where I lived? I lived in the fucking, what do you call it? What's that room called?
Just the master? Or the, was that middle room?
Yeah, what's it called? That's called the room. That's called some sort of room. A loft? Yeah. That loft area.
Yeah, I guess it would be a loft.
Yeah, I lived out of that area only. That's it. I have a whole house. I lived out of that space for a year.
Well, I feel like you're a lot like me, man. Like, obviously, we're at different places now, but my next place in April, I move out. I'm just going to get, like, a small-ass studio. Like, you don't need that much space.
I have 1,350 square feet right now in this condo, and I'm like, I don't even know how to fill the space. Even
right.
That's, like, too big for me.
Yeah, because I feel like it's overwhelming. You're like, well, what do I need to – what do I put here?
I'm like, you know what I put? I put in 3 fucking bars because I didn't know what to do.
It's like, because all you can, if you have a lot of space, all you can really do is spend money to get decorations.
Yeah. And
it's
I'm
just
like,
more space to spend more money.
Exactly. I have like, I have 15 bottles of wine in my house. I have 6 bottles of, like, nice whiskey. No one needs that much shit. But
that's
I need to
awesome.
Fill space. I don't know what to do with it. I'm like,
right, because if it's empty, it feels weird, right?
Yeah, so I just have all
get
this
some
liquor.
Plants or something.
Yeah. So like, people are coming over, like, dude, Mark, you have like 5 bars. Like, what the fuck? I'm like, yeah, I know. I'm like, yeah, that's. I'm like, I realize that says something about me. But like,
you're like, what's the metaphor here?
Yeah, no, there's definitely a metaphor, and it's a pretty literal one. But yeah, no, it's pretty bad, but it's pretty hilarious and it's pretty awesome at the same time. Like, there's plenty of booze here. When you guys come, we ain't going to run out of booze. I'll tell you that right now. We got plenty.
That's fantastic.
But,
in case one bar breaks, we go to the next bar.
Oh, my God. Yeah, it's great. And then you just step out, look at the strip and shit. Yeah, it'll be good, man. It'll be good. So, yeah, I'm going to work that. Oh, yeah. Now let's pivot to me now because I do have some news. Yeah,
of course.
So, there's 2 sayings in life, right? The grass is greener on the other side. and then sometimes the grass is green where you water it, right?
Yes.
Okay. I finally got carte blanche from the owner of the clinic to pretty much do whatever the hell I want.
The one you're at now?
Yeah. To pretty much do whatever the hell I want as far as, like, staffing. I fired one girl a day. I've been trying to fire her for a year. Boss wouldn't let me. She let me. We went out to dinner late last week, and she's like, Mark, do what you need to do. And I'm like, fuck yes. About goddamn time. The shackles are off. Oh, man. So I fired her today. It was beautiful. And the only reason why I didn't fire earlier in the week because I learned my lessons from the movie Office Space. And Office Space taught me that if you fire someone on a Friday, there's less chance of an incident because they have Saturday and Sunday to cool off. So I listened to Office Space, and I fired her today instead of Tuesday. But I was going to fire her Tuesday. I'm like, nope, that's not what Office Space taught me. So I fired her today, and it was beautiful. And I fucking love it. It was
That's
great.
Awesome, dude.
And I have one more hire to make, and then when I hire that person, I'm going to fire two more people. And it's going to be amazing. I can't wait. And I'm going to clean this clinic up. And then as soon as I clean this
That's
clinic
awesome.
Up, as soon as I clean it, I'm going to get another license in there. As soon as I get another license in there, Mark's a free man. Mark doesn't need to be married to the clinic anymore. Mark can step out of the clinic and control the schedule and do what the hell he needs to do.
That's
so
fantastic,
when Mark says he's off for the week, he's going to spring training, you don't question it. Mark's off. Kiss my entire fucking ass. I'm off that week. So I'm making moves. I'm making these moves quickly in anticipation of spring training because you know what? I'm off. I took 4 days off for sure. As soon as I get this other person hired, I may just take off the full week.
That's fantastic.
I may do it. We'll see. But, I mean, even if I'm working that Monday and I'm off the rest of the week, I'm good with that, too. I don't give a shit.
What do you think why do you think she finally gave you free rein?
Energy, man. I don't know.
It really could be. I mean,
I've been talking to you a while about, like, I'm my partner with this person and that person. On some level, she has to sense that. Maybe she doesn't know that I'm thinking about partnering, but on some level, she's like, I got to keep Mark happy.
That's great.
He's looking around. I can feel him looking around. I got
right.
Every time I talk to him, he's fucking miserable. I got to do something. What can I do? What can I do?
Energy.
So we went out to dinner, me, her, and then our CFO. We went out to dinner, and she's like, Mark, how can we change the clinic? I'm like, this is what we need to do, X, Y, and Z. Boom, 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 boom. And she's like, okay, go do it. I'm like, fuck yes.
That's pretty awesome on her part, man. That's a good boss right there, shit.
Yeah, fine. It took her, like, almost 2 years, but we got there. It took hey. A while. We got there.
That's great, man.
I had to wear her down. I had to beat her down, but we got there. We got there. So big stuff I took today.
That's fucking awesome, dude.
So, So now I'm not even thinking about the other guy. Oh yeah. So this is what happened. Okay, let me tell you this now. So the Joe guy I've been talking to you about, right?
Yeah, the other business venture potentially. Yeah.
His PT. So I'm looking for a physical therapy assistant, right? PTA.
Yeah.
So I placed an ad out this week. Looking for PTA, guess what happens? His PTA applies to my position.
Wow.
So I'm like, oh, okay. Like, I'm not going to hire him. I'm not going to poach him from Joe.
Right.
So what did I do? I reach out to Joe. I'm like, hey, Joe. I just want him to put this out. I'm letting him know because people are I'm doing this for two reasons. I'm letting him know, one, because, like, hey, I'm looking out for you. And two, I want you to know that people are leaving your ass. So when it comes to negotiation time, people leaving your ass. You want me to come, you're going to pay up. So
sure.
I'm telling them twofold, right? It's twofold. So I'm letting them know out of quote-unquote loyalty, like, hey, I'm watching out for you. I'm not going to take this guy from you. But at the same time, he's looking around and somebody else might. So I just want you to know that's out there. So I mean, it's a duplicitous thing I'm doing. One, I'm letting them know, like, hey, I got your back. I'm looking out for you. Two, I'm letting you know you're a piece of shit and people are leaving you. And they want to join my clinic, not yours.
Well, hey, I mean, it might end up being a good thing for him if he realizes, kind of like your boss realized, like, maybe I'm not treating my people well.
Yeah.
Maybe it'll help him.
I don't think so. He's pretty hard-headed. But, he's a former rugby player and he's like professional And he's like, okay. He's kind of like my way or the highway.
Very stubborn. Yeah.
Yeah. He tries to be a little bit of a bully to everybody. You know, he tries to big dog everybody. And I'm like, that shit ain't gonna work with me. It worked with me when I was a student because I need you to pass my ass. But
right,
hey, go work with me now. I'll tell you that right now. That shit ain't gonna fly now. So I told him, I'm letting him know, like, hey, people are trying to leave your ass. Trying to leave your ass. And not only are they trying to leave your ass, they're trying to join me. So.
Did he say anything yet?
Oh, yeah. He's like, yeah, thanks for looking out. But, and he refused to, like, say thank you. Because I told him, like, three different texts. I'm like, hey, just looking out. And then he finally said thanks after the third time I said, hey, I'm just looking out for you. Like, I had to coerce him into saying thank you. Because all I'm looking for is, like, a thing. Hey, good looking out. Wait, have my back. Nope. I had to even coerce that out of him. Because he won't say thank you. Someone tells you, like, hey, your PTA, like, person you lean on pretty heavily. And this whole operation's trying to leave. And I'm letting you know so you don't get blindsided. I might give you a thank you.
Yeah.
You know.
We can't expect people to.
I might give
totally
you
act that way though.
Yeah. So I'm letting them know. So now I'm turning my clinic around, right? Getting how I want. So when he comes to negotiations and he gives me some offer, I'm gonna throw it back at him like, go find me more money. Now I can do that. Now I feel like I have some negotiation power, which I didn't have before. And that's nice, and I like that. But at the same time, I'm not thinking about it.
It sounds like, man, fuck that guy. Like, you don't want to get in business with someone like that.
If it proves to be lucrative, it proves to be lucrative. If I can retire before 60, and this is my ticket, I'm gonna take it.
Okay, I mean, I guess if your goal is financial, then it's hard to beat that. Probably.
My goal is early retirement.
Yeah.
My goal is early retirement. So we need to figure out how to make that happen. But you're
if
not...
you retire early, would you travel, you think? Like, what's your goal after that?
Not do shit. Do it. Okay. No. Honestly, do whatever the hell I want. Travel.
Purposely not have a plan.
Exactly. I'll do whatever the hell I want. That could be boring. That could be not boring. That could be maybe I have a family by then. Maybe I just do that. Maybe.
Sure.
Maybe. I don't know. I don't know. But I'm thinking I'm thinking 35 is a good number. 35 to, like, get married, start a family. Because then I'm mature. I've saved up some money. My portfolio looking a little stronger. Like, I'm financially stable. And I can.
Yeah, that would be huge.
You know. I can't be one of these people who just check the check, man. Like, that's scary, man. A lot of people do that, check the check, and they just...
Oh, yeah.
It's scary. I don't want money to be rich. I just want money to be free, you know? I don't want a Lamborghini. I don't give a shit. My next car I'm going to buy is probably a Honda Civic. I don't, you know, like, I don't...
Yeah, I remember we spoke about that. Yeah. I agree.
Like, I don't care.
It's just a resource.
Yeah, like...
But you don't want to have it.
Like, I want a nice place, but I don't need a nice car. You know? I want my
if you
want to
be...
Nice.
You want to be able to afford MLB TV on your own.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, speaking of, I paid for NBA. I paid $120 to watch the Bulls play this year, and I cannot.
Oh
refund
my god!
It. And I cannot refund it. I haven't
That's
watched
absurd.
Them in a month. I haven't watched them in a month. I refuse. So I've been sharing my account with a few Bulls fans back home. Like, yo, just, you know, don't waste it. Just watch. I can't.
Aren't they horrible?
They're god shit awful. They're
like how like
they,
how
they,
bad
they are. There's no direction. They refuse to fire their coach. This coach is awful. They're saying this offseason maybe they clean house entirely. They get rid of the front office and the coach. But until that, I'll believe it when I see it. You know.
Were you the one telling me that
they're
keeping Boylen?
Yes,
they're keeping Boylen so that they can hopefully let a superstar pick his coach next year. If they can bring in a superstar free agent, and then he can pick his coach.
I did not tell you that, but that's not a bad plan.
Okay, maybe it was Pfister. Yeah, yeah, it makes sense, right?
Yeah, no, I didn't say that, but that does make sense. If you want him as a placeholder, that's fine.
Yeah, and you know you already sucked this year anyway. So
but this Bulls team was supposed to make some noise, maybe sneak into the back end of the playoffs. We have a talented roster, and we are not even half close to maximizing this roster, because there's some decent players on this roster, and they're awful to watch. This is the worst team I've watched.
Post really?
Jordan era. Just as far as really? As far as expectations of the team, not being so the year the Bulls blew up, right? The 98-99 season, Jordan Pippen all gone, yeah. Right? You knew that team was going to suck. So whatever.
Right. Low expectations.
We had some expectations, you know, and they are just not. A very disappointing season. This is a very disappointing season.
What do you think the problem is? Is it mostly leadership, like Boylan?
Leadership. There are players that were supposed to take steps this year that haven't. Lauri Markkanen was supposed to take a big step this year toward like all-star level. We need him to be like all-star level, and he is not only not taking that step, he has regressed significantly.
Really?
For no reason. Absolutely no reason. We don't have a fucking point guard. Zach LaVine shoots 30 shots a game because he has to. He's our lone borderline all-star candidate. He's not going to make the all-star team. Well, the only reason why he would make the all-star team is because the all-star game is in Chicago this year.
Is it really?
It's in Chicago. Oh, wow. I had intentions of flying into town for all-star weekend. No, I don't even want to be anywhere near that shit. Oh, speaking of which, I'm actually coming to Chicago the weekend before, like February 8th, I think.
Okay. That's like 3 weeks, four weeks?
Yeah, so it's Alex. So his girlfriend hit me up. So they live in Houston now.
Yeah.
But they're going to have she's going to have a surprise birthday party for him in Chicago for his 30th that he obviously doesn't know about. So we're up. So I'm flying out for that weekend.
Nice.
So that'll be good. That'll be good. So yeah, I'll see you guys hopefully that weekend. I'm debating flying in for. What the hell is that?
Some guy's stuck in the snow right now. He's like moving very slowly. He's got like a sports car. It's fucking bad right now, dude.
No, oh, that's hilarious. Way to have a smart sports car in January, guy.
I was gonna help.
The fuck? What was I gonna say?
Oh, look at this nice woman, man. She got out of her car to help. I was just thinking that. I was like, if I'm not on the phone, I might have helped them. But
yeah, you got. So you got better things than this one.
No, people are good. That's good, man. That's nice.
Man. So what was I gonna say? I forgot what I was gonna say. I don't know what the hell I was going to say. I forgot. I already forgot. I don't remember now. Shit.
Damn, he's so close.
That shit's loud.
You can still hear it? Yeah, I'm past it now. But...
Oh, man. What the fuck was I saying? Oh, my God. Completely lost train of thought.
We're talking about the trip.
I might come. I'm thinking about coming St. Paddy's Day weekend too, maybe.
Oh yeah, that's a lot of travel, man.
Nah, it's just Chicago back. People travel all the time. I can go Chicago twice.
Okay. Yeah. Well, yeah, I guess I'm thinking it from my perspective. I don't love traveling, so.
Oh, I hate it, but like those are two good weekends for me. If Alex flew in for my birthday. I'm a flying for his.
I guess that is very fair. Wait, you said his girlfriend lives in Chicago?
No, his girlfriend lives in Houston. No, they both live in Houston. They live together now. But she's surprising with a trip out to Chicago. They're going to have dinner. They're going to have brunch with Alex's family. And then afterwards, that's awesome. She's going to bring him out to the bar and then with the family. And then we're going to be waiting for him at the bar and surprise him.
Oh, so he doesn't know.
He doesn't know.
He knows you're going to Chicago, right?
He doesn't know.
Oh, he doesn't know anything? How's she going to keep that quiet?
I'm not going to tell him I'm flying in.
Well, no, but he knows he's going to Chicago right now, right? Or no?
Let me see. Yeah, I was thinking about that. She sent me something.
Unless she's going to be like, oh, we're going somewhere else.
Yeah, no, I think that's... No, hold on. I'm planning a surprise trip to Chicago for Alex's 30th on Saturday. I think she texted me too. Let me see
that. Yeah. That's a cool girlfriend.
No, I've told Alex already. I'm like, don't fuck it up. No, she's cool as shit. I've talked to her on the phone a few times. She's cool as shit. I forgot what the hell she, I mean, whatever. I think she's like, I think what she was saying is like, hey, she's going to wake him up and like, hey, we're going to Chicago, basically. I got us tickets to Chicago right now.
Sure.
To see her family. Like 5 a.m. I think that's what she was saying. She's going to wake him up and be like, hey, we're going to Chicago. And he's going to be like, what the fuck?
I know, I would hate that, actually, a surprise.
Yeah, that's like, what I'm that's
I,
mean, what I'm
I don't want to go on a flight if I don't know about it. Fuck that.
Chicago. Yeah, I forget what she said. I can't find the text right now.
That'll be cool to see. He'll be really excited to see you, man. He would not expect you to be there.
Yeah. Well, yeah. He doesn't know. Yeah, but I don't know how she's going to keep it quiet as far as, like, because obviously he's going to hit up his other friends who are in Chicago and be like, hey, I'm flying in Chicago.
Oh, yeah.
And it's obviously his birthday weekend, so, hey, let's go out. Let's do something.
Yeah. Yeah, you'll be the most shocking because he wouldn't expect you to be there.
Right.
That's cool, man.
So I guess I'm the surprise because everybody else, he'll hit up like, hey, man, it's my birthday. Let's fucking go out.
Right.
You know?
You can wear a big bow, big red bow.
Right. So I don't know. I don't know where the surprise part is. But she'll figure it out. She's a smart girl. She's already thought this through much more so than I have because it's not my job, so I don't care. I'll be there. So I'm flying in for that. And then I was thinking St. Paddy's Day weekend. Smitty booked a flight that Sunday night, so I was thinking of booking maybe that same flight and we all just kind of come back to Vegas together. But I'm not booking that.
Oh, that's I'm on that one as well.
Okay, perfect. So I may or
Wait, actually, me, Fister, and Smitty are all on it. So,
so you guys already booked. You guys all booked. I thought it was just him.
Yeah, no, I should send that out. I booked to Vegas and then coming back from Phoenix on Sunday. It's a red eye. So Sunday.
What did the rest of you guys do?
We all did the same for both. Why?
If we're renting a car out of Vegas.
Oh yeah, we can rent a car out of Vegas.
Can we leave it in Phoenix?
What's that?
Can we leave it in Phoenix?
Yeah, you can do that.
Oh, then dope.
Nah. Yeah, I mean, as long as it's the same company, right? People do that shit all the time.
Oh, I actually don't know.
I guess I assume you can. I mean, why wouldn't you be able to?
That's something we should probably look into.
I'm like 99.999% sure you can do that. Although that'd be ridiculous if you couldn't. It's the same company. Who cares?
Although that might be a moot point anyways, because where the hell am I going to go? I probably have to drive it back anyway.
Oh, yeah. I never thought about that.
Ain't nobody think about me.
Okay, there we go. Perfect. You drop us off.
I could do that, or it's a 45-minute flight Phoenix to Vegas. Like, either way, it's not a big deal. It's
how far is the drive? 4 hours?
Four, give or take.
That's so nice. God, that's not bad at all.
Oh, it's great. No,
that's insane. I remember that drive.
I enjoyed you in Phoenix because that's why I've come down like a few times.
Yeah, I missed that, man. We had some good times.
Yeah, no, that's why I've come down. I'm like, this is a nice fucking drive.
God, the Southwest is so beautiful, man. I miss that.
In its own ways, it is.
Yeah, of course. It has its pros and cons, no doubt.
No, because a lot of people will say Southwest, it's ugly. It's all dirt and it's all, like, whatever.
Yeah, that's what Fister says. He's like, it's too brown. I'm like, I disagree.
There's a joke we can make.
Yes, I just realized that.
There's a ton of brown, but...
it's brown and it's brown, you know.
Yeah, no, there's some beauty in the brown.
Yeah, in many ways.
Yeah, but I mean, I could play that one by ear. We could, I mean, I could fly out of Phoenix and go back to Vegas, or I could just drive it back myself.
Maybe we'll see if there's an extra charge if you have to like drop it off at a different airport.
Yeah, but you guys already all booked your flight, so like whatever. I could easily return it back myself, I guess.
For sure,
but that's fine. I'm a little worried about my license situation.
Oh yeah, wait, do you have one or no?
I do right now.
Oh okay.
So here's the deal. This is
how is
that? This is something I haven't spoken about yet. My court date got pushed to March 10th.
Oh, wow. So, like, right before.
Yep. There's a possibility.
Yes.
If I can get knock this down to a reckless, they might let me, very slim, but it's still out there. They might let me knock this down to a reckless.
Uh-huh.
If I agree to be under house arrest. Meaning I can only go to and from work.
Oh, wow. How long would that be for?
24 to 30 days.
Jeez.
Effective immediately.
Ah.
Which.
Obviously blows dick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I haven't spoken it out loud yet because I don't want that to be a scenario. I would almost rather just take the harsher punishment.
Right. You'd rather not have that be an option.
I would rather just take the harsher punishment and just be free. to be honest.
Oh, man. What are the odds?
No. Because this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to try to continue the case.
Oh, I see. And just push it?
Yeah. I'm going to try and be like, oh, I have family emergency. You know, fuck off. and then just put it back like 30 to 60 days.
Okay, perfect.
Well, I'm like, perfect. Just leave me the fuck alone. Let me go to.
I feel like they can do that pretty easily, right? Continuance or whatever.
Well, this case has been continued for over a year now. So
okay.
So that's why I'm kind of like, eh. That is a possibility.
Fair enough.
But I'm gonna. If I can't make it to court because I'm sick or someone's sick,
right? If you're sick, actually, that happens, right?
It happens. Yeah. It's not my fault.
Yeah.
So
interesting.
So okay. I'm gonna do my that scenario might not even present itself.
Sure.
It's actually a slim chance that it does. So yeah, I'm thinking, you know, the current deal that I have on the table, I'll take it. I won't do any jail time, no house arrest, and I'm free, and I just go do whatever the hell I want. I take a couple classes, I'm good, and away we go.
You just pay a fine or something.
Yeah, it'll be a nice little fine, and I'll pay it, and I'll move on with my life.
Nice.
That's what I'd like to do, actually. But yeah. So, but that is out there, and that is kind of looming over this whole thing.
Understandable.
I'm trying not to worry about it. I'm just gonna be like, I'll either continue the case, or like, I may even just like take a harsher punishment and just be free.
Yeah, I mean, that'd be such a bummer.
Yeah, that would really just, like, I'd be so upset.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, but that is a possibility. It is a possibility. It's a slim one, but it's on the table.
Well, man.
Yeah, but no, that, I mean, yeah, that's okay. I'll tell him, let's continue. I'll take the deal, but let's continue the case 30 to 60 days, and then I'll like do it. Because house arrest, I can still go to and from work, right? So like, yeah. That's not a big deal. That's all I really need to do. And I'll just come out. I have a gym in my place. I have,
okay, that's good.
I have a nice place. Like, I'll be fine. I'll go get shredded for like fucking whatever, 2 weeks.
What about food?
We'll order food.
Yeah, I guess you just got to order in.
Yeah.
I could order groceries if you had to.
If not, I'll just Postmates it. It's not a big deal. Or I may just stock up the day before. Like,
that's true.
Like Y2K style.
Yeah, go to Costco and shit.
Just stock up for like 6 years.
Well, you do have 5 bars, so you can.
Exactly. I won't run out of booze. I got plenty of drinks. So. I keep myself entertained, you know? But.
yeah, you'll have fun.
But not March 10th. Not March 10th. We need to push that back a little bit. So that's my plan. Okay. But other than that, and that's probably my plan. I'll try and continue the case if that's the offer on the table. And if the prosecution agrees to it, then fuck yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
Good. Then I'll.
Are you able to be pretty transparent with your lawyer?
Oh, yeah,
he's pretty cool.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. He's super transparent with me. He's like, Mark, why the fuck did you say this there? And blah, blah, blah. I'm like, man, my bad. I know.
Why did you talk about brown people? Oh, yeah,
man, why did you admit to this? And why did you do that? I'm like, yeah, you're right.
That's fun. Oh man, being a lawyer's got to be fucking so frustrating with like really dumb people.
Just grimy shit. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, yeah. There's got to be some really not smart people.
Yeah. I'm probably one of his smarter clients,
which is a
dubious achievement. But so that's something that's looming. But that's not something that I think that'll be fine. I think that'll work out fine. I'm going to Arizona. I'm pretty much determined.
Good.
So yeah, and I took the time off, the requisite time off, and I'm thinking Monday, you guys, if I'm working, which I probably will, but you guys can just go to Red Rock, get that.
And then
Tuesday we can go fucking Grand Canyon, Sedona. Yeah. We just pick a spot, we'll go Zion. Yeah. Yeah, Zion's probably out of the way. We could do Grand Canyon or Sedona on Tuesday, and then
we still have Wednesday morning.
And then Wednesday morning, you want to sneak in a hike before you go down to fucking Phoenix, then.
Yeah.
Yeah, like we could do, like we still have
a ton of options. Yeah.
Ton of options, plenty of time. And Red Rock's awesome. You get a day in Red Rock right here, you're fine.
Oh, yeah, Red Rock's beautiful, man.
Yeah, or if you guys are feeling bold and you really want to go, you guys go to Zion and back, you could do that.
We talked about it. I don't think we're going to want to start off right away. It's like 6 hours of driving in a day. That's what I'm thinking.
That's a little ambitious.
Yeah, for one day. And then you're tired. It's your whole day.
No, that's a little ambitious.
Yeah, now, especially if we've got a long drive the next day.
Now, if you want to get a little cute with it, you could go to Red Rock, or you can go an hour north of there and you go to Mount Charleston.
That might be an option.
So that's still a little bit of a trip. That's 2 hours round trip.
Okay, but that's not bad.
But that's not terrible.
No. That's probably as far as I'd go, an hour.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So from where I am, it's probably an hour, hour 15 north. But yeah, that's a nice little spot there if you guys are kind of over Red Rock.
Fitz has never gone, so you know.
So yeah, so there's that much. Plenty of, it's not like you've done all the trails. There's plenty of shit.
Yeah, we did like two. Smitty did one, so.
So yeah, there's like 12, 13 others. Like there's plenty. That'll be cool. Yeah, that's what I would do if I were you. I'd just go hang out at Red Rock.
Yeah, no stress, just chill day and
chill. And then if you guys want to grab drinks, you can drink here. You can go to Red Rock Casino even after, which is right outside Red Rock Canyon, and just go fuck around there for a little bit. Like there's so much shit you can do. Hell, I live on the strip. You go fuck around the strip. You can do whatever the hell you want. It's great. So yeah, no, there'll be plenty to do Monday, and then Tuesday we can just. We could do what we need to do. I probably wouldn't do Zion and get Grand Canyon back to back.
No, yeah, that's too much. That's too much driving, man.
Oh man, that's exhausting. That sounds.
I mean, it'd be fun, but not in that tight of a schedule.
Yeah, no.
And now when we still got a full week left of
left. And then like, oh, by the way, spring training.
Yeah, exactly. You got three spring training games, and
Hey, we got a pool table, right?
I think we did.
We did. There's a game room. Yeah.
That's a must.
I was pretty adamant about that. The rest of that, like, I'll sleep on the couch. I don't care. But, like, I was pretty adamant about the pool table. Like, we needed.
No, I'm with you. That's huge. That was a lot of fun, man.
And we have a pool table here, too, at Casa de Risk.
Yeah, that'll be great.
We can shoot
two
pool
nights.
All,
yeah.
So, two nights. It is 2 nights. Yeah, all fucking week. You got pool table.
Although we're coming in late Sunday, we'll probably just crash. But yeah,
I'm assuming you just crash Sunday. And then Monday will probably get lit, and then Tuesday, it'll be good.
Yeah, it'll be fun, man.
It'll be good.
It's gonna be a great trip.
I'm looking forward to it.
Hell yeah, it'll be so nice. Oh man, I'm hungry. What are you typing?
You can hear me.
Oh yeah. You're like pornhub.com.
You're very close, actually.
Really?
I'm inviting someone over, and I may or may not do things. I may or may not invite somebody else over, and then we just do a double things. And
there you go.
Yeah.
Hey, man, whatever works for you.
I kind of don't want to do it, but I've put her off so many times, I feel like I should just do it. Whatever. I'm not worried about it. I'm dating someone right now.
Oh, I was gonna say, yeah, is this the chick or?
No.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, no. But it's like early. That's why I kind of don't want to do it, because I kind of like this chick.
Yeah, you're like not exclusive, but you feel like you want to be or something.
Yeah, that's kind of where I'm at. Gotcha. Yeah, no, we she's a cool chick, man. I like her a lot.
Nice.
Very level. Yeah, we went out Wednesday night. She met some of my friends. Like my friend signed off on her, and like, yo, way to go. And I'm like, cool, man. Because they didn't like the other one. So
the other one.
Who knows? She may still listen to this shit. I don't know.
Like, just imagine her shaking her head. Fucking Mark.
Yeah, I knew you. I knew it.
Hey, God bless if you're listening.
Yeah, God bless. Shout out.
I wish you the best.
We wish you the best. We love you. We love you. Just leave me alone.
yeah.
Oh my God. No, cool. So this girl's cool, man. I like her. So she's
nice, man.
Yeah. So we're going to a concert Sunday. I'm going to Black Keys.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's cool, man. A little cheaper than Dave Matthews. So.
That's absurd.
Did you see that shit?
There's gonna be a lot of white people there.
Oh man, yeah, rich white people. My God, it's like cheapest thing is like $600. What?
Yeah, they probably know all the tourists are gonna come in. All the Dave fans are gonna come in and pay
man,
for that.
Man, but even that general admission, you can give me like $120. God,
yeah, it's absurd, dude. It's not worth it.
No,
obviously.
Absolutely not.
Obviously.
No,
I wouldn't even pay that much for like anyone. Let alone Dave Matthews.
No. As the older I get, the more I realize, like, I'm my own fan. Like, I love me some me. I'm not gonna pay $1,000 to see you. Like even like a sporting event, like Game 7 of World Series, anything short of that, man. I don't know. I don't know, man. I don't know. I don't know if I'll show that kind of money.
It is weird when you think about sports. You pay like an absorbent amount of money, and you're just watching. Like, you could get a better experience on TV.
Yeah. I mean, anything short of Game 7, man, I don't know. I don't know if I'm paying that kind of money.
Yeah, if it's a regular season game, who cares?
Oh, yeah. No, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like the Raiders when they get out here, I think it's going to be fucking outrageous. I'm like, I'm not going to a game unless you invite me, man. I'm not, and then I'll buy you a few rounds of drinks, but I'm not paying $500 for this fucking ticket. Get the fuck out of here. I'm not. No way. No. And I know tickets the inaugural season at least are going to be just freaking insane.
Oh, absolutely.
That's kind of where I'm at. God, I kind of don't want to do this thing later.
Then don't do it.
Yeah.
If you're thinking with your dick, don't do it then.
Oh, yeah, I'm always,
Did you say I'm always? Like, yeah, I'm always. Oh, only.
No. Well, yeah, I mean, with her, yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, let me text this other girl now. Text her back. It's fine. That's kind of what's up. So yeah, I'm just chilling otherwise.
That's good, man. That thing with your work is awesome.
Yeah, no, I'm super excited about that. Everything else, as soon as I get past this kind of legal issue, will just fall into place and I'll be fine.
It's fantastic.
Yeah, so I'm pretty just excited.
Fuck yeah, dude.
It's pretty good stuff.
Got a couple trips coming up.
Yeah, no, it'll be good. But yeah. So no, it's all good, man. It's all good.
It is all good.
It's all good.
It really is. Oh yeah, wait, how far away is that Coptic monastery? 2 hours.
Oh yeah, good call. Yeah, 2 hours.
Oh, okay. Probably a little too far.
That's
damn.
A little too far. And that's something you and I could do. You're not going to do that with Fister and Smitty.
You're right. That's what you were saying. It's another trip kind of thing. Yeah.
Yeah. That's not something Smitty and Fister would give 2 cents about. But
yeah. Fister might a little bit. I mean, they both might a little bit, but not the same. Yeah. They're not like vehemently. You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah, and that's something you come out on your own. We could do that. That'd be kind of cool.
Yeah, it'd be cool to check it out.
I haven't been like fucking 8 years now. Yeah, I'd like to go. Six, seven, 8 years. Yeah, it's been like 2012, 2013. Yeah, it's 2020 now. Yeah. It's been a while. I've been in Vegas 8 years. Bro. That's crazy.
I was just thinking about that. I'm like, wow.
I moved here June 2012.
Wow. Yeah, 8 years.
Seven and a half, 8 years now. It's crazy. My 20s were here. I spent my 20s here.
Pretty wild.
I mean, you look back later in life, I tell people I spent my 20s in Vegas and the mistakes I made. They're like, yeah, I can see that.
Right? I mean, considering it's not too bad. You don't have a kid. You don't have too many big criminal offenses.
Non-violent crimes. Non-violent crimes. No, that's all that I was saying. I'm like, non-violent crimes, you know? I didn't hurt you. And that's how I don't want to say justify, but like that's how I make myself feel better. But I'm like, I didn't hurt anybody.
Yeah. I'm like, you just hurt yourself. It's fine.
No, that's fine. You know, a little self-sabotage. But I didn't hurt anybody, so I feel good about that.
Yeah. Now you can think of it like your 30s are a fresh start, man.
That's what I'm thinking. I just need to get through this. I just need to formalize this thing coming up, and then that's it. And then I'm done.
Fuck yeah.
So, that's it for me, man. I'm just enjoying, I'm chilling. So
that's great, dude.
Yeah.
I love to hear it because I know your work was stressing you out.
Yeah, big time. But it's all good now, man. I'm thankful, appreciative.
God, this weather's making me depressed, man. I'm glad you are. I'm trying to. I mean, man, you gotta be grateful.
That's why I offered you a place. Like, just come here, pay some cheap rent, and just go do whatever the hell you want to do. Man. Like, I'm not married. I don't have kids. Like, I don't want a roommate, but like, you're the only one I probably could even consider living with.
I'll appreciate it, man.
Yeah, now you pay, throw down some whatever rent, and we'll just do it. You know.
So yeah, I think we can make it work. Especially if it's not for a long time, you know?
Yeah, no, it's fine. You know, it's fine. There's plenty to do here. You got a gym and you got a fucking pool table and you got whatever, you know, it's fine.
And it's Vegas, so you can go outside.
You do what the fuck you want.
It's not like tonight in Chicago where, like, you're stuck inside.
Yeah, I'll probably stay inside tonight just because I don't want to spend too much money. So, but
that's definitely a trap there, too.
Yeah, but because of no state income tax, and then salaries tend to be a little higher out here, so naturally you just spend.
Oh, interesting.
A little bit more. Okay. Like Chicago, you just taxed up the wazoo on everything, and it's just like, you know, it's just different. It's completely different. I'm so fucking spoiled out here. It's like incredible. Like I never would have thought I have the things I do at this age, like or even ever.
Mm.
Yeah, no,
it's amazing, dude.
It is. No, I'm not even saying like. Not even to brag, but I'm just like, I come home and I'm just like, why do I have this? I don't even deserve this. Like, what is this? Like, why do I have this? You know,
whatever you have is a reflection of what you've done for the most part.
No, like, it is. Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Directly,
it's pretty cool. Like, I'm in awe. Like, I'm just like, wow, this is mine. I'm like, I have like six bars and I have this. I have like two big ass screen TVs and I have a pool table in the middle of my fucking, like what? And I got a view of the strip and I got like, what? I'm like, why do I have, like, how? And then how do I own another place on top of that? I'm like, how did I do this? I'm just like, what the fuck? And then, like,
oh, yeah, dude.
No, and I'm just like, wow. Like, I'm just like, wow. I'm just like, wow. I'm like,
wow.
Wow. That's exactly what it is. I'm like, wow. It's crazy. So, yeah, no, that's cool. But, yeah, no, I'm looking for you guys to come in here and just have a good time. Enjoy the shit. Because I didn't like the kind of host I was last time, man. I didn't have anything. But, like, no, this time I'll actually have shit. We'll have a good time.
Oh, man, you're fucking great.
Yeah, so I'm looking forward to that. So that'd be cool, man. But yeah, other than that, man. Oh fuck, I'll let you go now.
Okay.
You know, what was I gonna say? I don't even know what I'm saying. But yeah,
it's all good, man. It was a great fucking talk. We don't even have to bookend it. You know, it doesn't have to be like an official ending.
Yes, you do. This must be everything needs to be credentialed from beginning to end.
Oh yeah. Did you hear the beginning or like the trailer from that I made for our podcast last time?
No. But I'll definitely give it a listen. I need to listen to the other thing you sent me today too. So I'll give that a listen too.
Oh, what did I send again?
Some black person for 10 minutes doing stuff.
Oh, yeah. No, it's just a 10-minute freestyle. It's just amazing. Oh, like, okay. Fucking talent, man.
Oh, Smitty like, just sent an email. What the fuck he sent?
Oh, I saw that, too. Fantasy baseball.
Oh, that's the thing he screenshotted to us. Good evening, Mr. Commissioner and Mr. Fister. What? What
is this? Oh, that's the original email from Heaton.
I didn't actually read this. I just saw the formality of it. And I'm like,
it's hysterical. I hope he's joking.
Wait, no. There's a good afternoon, fourth place. What is going on here? What is this?
Wait.
I didn't read this at all. Okay, let me read, Mister. Okay, so.
Wait, yeah, I need to read it. Wait, fourth place.
No. I'm gonna read the original thing and then.
Yeah, wait.
Mr. Heaton and Copy may be interested in rejoining the league. Who's Mr. Heaton? Is that Mike?
Yeah, Mike Heaton.
Okay. Yeah. He has requested a waiver. Hold on!
Smitty called Fister fourth place. That's what it is.
Okay. No. Hold on. He wants to rejoin the league. Why would we waive the first-year fee if he's rejoining? He's re-entering.
Yeah, well, he was gone like 4 years, right?
Was it four? I don't know who this guy is. I vaguely remember.
So, he owned my team.
Oh, man, that's way back. Okay.
Yeah. Like, I was there, then I left, and he owned it for a couple of years. Drafted KB, God bless his soul.
This is funny. He would also like to see a copy of the league rules.
Yeah.
Do you have a document or email saved with the league rules you can send, and can we accommodate his request for a waiver? I love the formalities. I was dying at work reading this. This is so funny. And then Smitty with a nice response. Multi-paragraph. This is funny, man.
Oh, the good afternoon, fourth place one?
Yeah. Oh, great. Happy day. This is formal, dude. This is funny. Oh, man. I mean, I'm not going to read all of it, but he kind of outlines everything. Yeah. Oh, man, that's funny. And then there's another response from Heaton gets in on the action.
Yes.
I appreciate
respectfully yours.
I appreciate the offer to waive the first year of league fees as indicated in my ownership pitch attached. He made a pitch.
Are you serious?
I think it's like a Word doc. Hold on.
It's a PowerPoint.
Oh my god. This dude
ran the Survivor League that Fister won. He's a cool guy.
Oh man, this is funny as
dude,
fuck.
You know how much I lost my mind. Fister, because the Seahawks lost week 17, he won $600. If the Niners would have won. Or I'm sorry, if the Seahawks would have won, I would have won $600. Instead, he won. I lost my mind. Did you see that game?
Seahawks 9? I don't remember, man.
There was a missed PI in the end zone that was blatant, and they didn't call it. It cost me $600, dude.
That's crazy.
Now he's got a trophy for league champion that should be mine, just sitting on the table.
It's a month's rent.
I'm pissed, man.
I've also included a request for a draft incentive in the attached deck. And a proposal on expanding the NA slots.
Oh, this guy's hilarious.
Which I'm happy to hear is currently in discussion. This is funny as fuck.
Oh, you're reading the end of it?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
A high-level overview of the league from the previous year has been reviewed. And I'm looking forward to learning more about the league. Some additional due diligence questions can be also found in the deck, respectfully.
This guy's great.
Oh my god, this is funny! And he's
not a single player on the team. I wouldn't inherit his pencil then as a starter.
It's a fucking. Oh my god, I love this.
Read the closing thing.
Oh fuck, this is great. Man, this is great. Not a single player on the team I would inherit is a pencil then as a starter. Everybody must. I'm reading on my phone. I'm just flipping upside down. Okay. Everybody must compete in spring training, and not a single roster spot is safe. I can assure you that I've never been involved in a sign stealing scandal, and can assure you that I will not be involved in one moving forward either. Please consider my candidacy for the open ownership position. Direct any questions or concerns my way. I've also placed my reference contact information below as well. Looking forward to competing against y'all. This is funny as fuck.
I think he needs to take over as commissioner.
Oh my god, I'm dying. This is comedy. This is so.
This is great. No, this guy's very thorough. He ran the football league really well, the Survivor League. He sent out a PowerPoint every week with updated standings and stuff. He's great.
Oh, that's funny. It's Fuck.
He should literally be commissioner.
He I'll should. Yeah, still Smitty. Oh, shit, another point. We should have the draft that week. We're in Phoenix. Like a Wednesday night. We should do We should do the draft Wednesday night in Phoenix.
Mm.
We should do it.
Oh, wait, what is this? Hold on. What is this? He wants first overall pick in the draft. Okay.
That's fine.
Forgo my 30th round draft pick, thus placing my first round draft pick in that slot. Wait, whoa.
But you said you don't have any keepers, so why would you?
No, he'd put Mookie there. No. You don't get Mookie as a 30th. Hey.
Oh, no.
Wait, hold on.
Nope. Nice try, guy. So we'll need to counter.
I think that's what he means. I'm a little confused.
I'm not gonna read it right now, but yeah. I mean, if that's what you're saying, then there's gonna definitely need to be a counter proposal on our end in order to approve. Because I mean, Smitty's commissioner. Who are his bosses? The other owners, correct?
Us. Yes.
He needs to answer to us.
Yes, we're the association.
Yes, exactly. So. You know, he's the protector of the shield, but we're paying his salary. So that's we're the boss here, really. There's going to be some sort of counter proposal. You will not get Mookie Betts in the 30th round. This will not happen.
I think that's what he's trying to say.
This will not happen. This will not get approved. You want the first overall pick? That's fine. That will be granted. You are not getting Mookie Betts in the 30th round. No.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You are out of your mind. Now, unless his argument is this, I'm not looking at it right now, but unless his argument is my team sucks, there's not a single player on here I would actually keep.
Right.
I could be swayed, I suppose. But that's something I would need to think about. Because I'd have to look at his team. I don't even know what his team looks like. If it's the team I'm thinking about, it's pretty garbage. So that's actually, now that I think about it, maybe that might be the most fair thing to do. It's not as blatantly hell no as I thought it was. Now that I think about it,
I guess we have to find out.
Yeah, I'd have to
more,
see I'd
what
have
exactly
to, I'd
he
have
means.
To see his, I'd have to see his roster.
Yeah,
but if it's the one I'm thinking about, it's not a very good team. That's interesting. So he wants first overall pick and wants to keep Mookie Betts in the 30th.
Yes.
That, I mean, that might and waive first year. He wants this, that, and waive first year. If you're getting first overall pick and you're getting Mookie Betts in the 30th, I don't know if I want to waive first year.
I don't know. I'd be open to letting him do all that, to be honest. His team's trash. I might be.
I might be too, but.
And he's a great owner. You can already tell, like, he's going to be good.
Well, if he's so good, why is he out of the league? We've been looking for people for years.
That's true, man.
You know, so if he's all that. I mean, don't get me wrong. The PowerPoint has definitely.
It's an impressive pitch, yes.
Yeah. It won me a few points, you know. It won him a few points in my eyes, rather. You know, it doesn't mean we succumb to all his demands either. You know, there's
this is true.
There's a negotiation to take place here. But I look forward to making trades with him, though. That definitely.
Yeah, it's good that we actually have another person. Yeah. Oh, God, he's going to hate you.
Oh, you're going to fucking hate me. I love it.
I'm sure Pfister will warn him. Oh, you know that he's Pfister's brother-in-law, right?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, he's married to Pfister's sister.
I want to say I don't even know if Pfister had a sister.
He's got like two sisters and two brothers.
Do Pfister's sisters look just like him? Because that would be freaky.
They look – the older one looks like his mom more so, but you could definitely see the resemblance.
Oh, that's funny. Oh, man. I'm picturing it now. That's so funny.
His family's cool, though. His brother's really cool.
Okay.
It's his brother's friend, and that's how they met, actually.
Okay.
Cool. So that would be like you marrying Andrea. Kind of. Wait, no. Wait, that's not.
Is that still on the table?
No, you're not a white, okay?
Fine, yeah, that's right.
No, I'm pretty sure she lives in a house with her boyfriend right now anyway, so.
Yeah, but you were telling me things about that that we don't need to delve into.
Yes, but, I don't think that'll work out. But anyways, okay. That's neither here nor there.
That's neither here nor there, and we can end on that note because I'm not one for hearsay and gossip.
I like that, you know, believe, what is it? None of what you hear, half of what you see.
That's right. So, you know, that is not for us to speculate or not.
Yes,
speculate.
We are high character gentlemen who would
that, and I
sink
got my,
down to the...
Yeah,
sink
and
down,
and I got my own goddamn problems. So, that note... We shall reconvene 1 week from today, God willing. Yes.
yes.
Oh, man.
Fuck yeah. All right, Matt.
Good
shit.
Good talk, man. Talk soon.
Sounds good. Peace. Later.